This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A powerful yet legal hallucinogenic herb is gaining popularity among some teenagers and young adults. Its name is Salvia divinorum. And as NPR's David Shaper reports, it's raising concerns among parents and lawmakers.
18-year-old Justine Kavanaugh says she didn't know what to expect when she tried smoking Salvia divinorum last summer. She really didn't even know what it was.
We had just passed by a storefront and saw that salvia sold here. I'm like, oh, what's that?
Kavanaugh and two friends thought that since the herb, sometimes called magic mint, Ska Maria Pastora, or Sally D, is legal, it would be harmless and weak. So they paid $50 for the strongest dosage of salvia available at the head shop, went into a nearby alley, and lit it up.
When I tried it, the first hit I had, I didn't feel anything. After about 5 seconds into it, though, that's where everything kind of went a little, like, all of a sudden, the next thing I knew, I had collapsed and I was on the ground.
Kavanaugh's trip on salvia actually lasted a few minutes, though she says the last thing she remembers is staring down at her feet.
From what my friend told me, while I was looking at my feet, she tried to grab the lighter from me, but she couldn't get it out of my hand. Like, I was clenching it, and I just was, like, she said that I started speaking, like, repetitive syllables, like, la, 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 like, it was just very strange.
Kavanaugh says she'll never try salvia again, but for those who do, it's easy to find. Salvia is widely available on the internet and at some tobacco shops, head shops, and stores selling herbal remedies. But Kavanaugh and others say it's being marketed and sold misleadingly as producing a high and with little or no advance warning of the powerful effects of this hallucinogenic herb.
The main active ingredient is a compound called salvinorin A.
Brian Roth is professor of biochemistry, psychiatry, and neuroscience at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland.
Which is on a milligram per milligram basis as potent as LSD and is essentially the most potent naturally occurring hallucinogenic drug.
Roth directs the National Institute of Mental Health's Psychoactive Drug Screening Program, and his lab discovered how Salvia divinorum interacts uniquely with the brain. He says it affects users very differently than LSD or any other hallucinogenic drug.
And in essence, what happens when users take a sufficient dose is that they're transported nearly instantaneously to an alternative universe, a different place and time. They have no memory, actually, of having ingested a drug.
Roth says the dreamlike or visionary experience is too intense and not enjoyable for many first-time users. Another expert on salvia, Daniel Siebert, who has grown, researched, sold, and used the herb himself, agrees salvia is not for everyone.
Most people who do it hoping to just have a interesting high find it confusing and disappointing. It's not something that is fun to do. It doesn't have a stimulating effect. It doesn't really have a euphoric effect.
For that reason, Siebert doubts salvia will ever catch on as a recreational drug. But he, too, is concerned about the way it's being marketed on some websites and in some shops, misleadingly as producing marijuana-like effects. Siebert says salvia appeals to people he calls spiritual seekers who use it in meditation. He calls it an extraordinary tool for delving into one's own psyche and as a way to find a greater internal sense of awareness. That's closer to the traditional use of this type of sage, which is found naturally in the mountains of the Oaxaca region of southern Mexico, where the Mazatoc Indians used it for centuries to divine the spirits in religious ceremonies and for medicinal purposes. The effects of salvia don't last long. The most intense trips last no more than 15 minutes, and the full effects wear off after about an hour. Though not conclusive, Roth says preliminary research finds salvia does not appear to be addictive nor toxic, but he says there may be at least one negative side effect.
There is good reason to suspect from animal studies which have been done with this and related compounds that it may cause a depressive-like experience or syndrome in individuals.
Roth cannot say conclusively that salvia use leads to depression in humans, but he and other salvia researchers report anecdotal evidence, and some salvia users themselves say they've felt depressed after taking salvia, some for a period of days. Kathy Chittister of Wilmington, Delaware, believes salvia may have affected her 17-year-old son, Brett, in that way. She says a relative told her last August that Brett was using salvia, and after reading up on it on the internet, she confronted him.
And I asked him to please stop. The bag that I found, I dumped that down the toilet, and he had said at that point that he would not do it anymore.
Chittister says she knows now that Brett didn't stop using salvia, and on Monday, January 23rd, after spending the weekend working on college applications and talking with his girlfriend about marriage after college, the straight-A student took his own life. Chittister says after Brett's suicide, she discovered receipts for internet purchases of salvia, and she says she also found an essay he'd written about his salvia experiences on his computer. In it, she says Brett wrote that tripping on salvia allowed him to give up his senses and wander into the interdimensional time and space. He wrote that he discovered the secrets to the universe, that there are other worlds, and that earthly human existence is pointless.
And what it boiled down to at the end was that we really have no use in this life.
Chittister says that essay echoes what Brett wrote in his suicide note. Pathologists are trying to determine if Brett had salvia in his system when he died. Officials at the Delaware State Medical Examiner's Office say they'd never heard of salvia before Brett's death and are now attempting to test for it. Even if that's successful, a spokesman says trying to connect salvia to Brett's suicide is like trying to connect use of LSD or any other hallucinogenic drug to suicide. It's difficult at best. Chittister says she isn't certain salvia led her son to take his own life, but she searches and just can't come up with any other answers. So she wants the sale, possession, and use of the drug banned.
Brett was my only child, and I definitely don't want any other parents to go through what I have gone through.
A bill to outlaw salvia divinorum, to be dubbed Brett's Law, is being introduced in the Delaware legislature this month. Two other states, Missouri and Louisiana, have already banned salvia, as have Australia, Italy, Denmark, and a few other nations. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration lists salvia as, quote, a drug of concern. A spokeswoman wouldn't discuss salvia on air, but said just because it's legal doesn't mean it's safe for recreational use. Legislation to make it a controlled substance has failed twice in Congress. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.